And there is something that is happening almost as we speak that is going to help to double the number of rooms at Ronald McDonald House in the next few years. It's not something you can do overnight. But this goal, this strategy, will help to double the number of rooms at Ronald McDonald House. And that will be life-changing for a lot of families, because making use of Ronald McDonald House usually comes because your life has changed. Usually comes because something has happened that you didn't expect, that you couldn't have written, and certainly that you wouldn't have asked for. But it happened, and you have to deal with it. You have to make do with what is going on. And usually it means that one of your children has 100% of your attention. And there is so much that is needed in helping to support not just them, but you, that comes through Ronald McDonald House. We had an opportunity to talk with Mike Malik. And Mike is somebody who can tell this story, because a day like this, a tournament like this, he knows what Ronald McDonald House means to families, because it's personal.
Well, it's personal for me. 16 years ago, right now, we were a guest at the Ronald McDonald House in Hamilton, and the difference it made for my wife Melissa and myself and our lives, we'll never forget it, and that's why we've sort of made a commitment to continue to give back to this organization. Everything from, you know, a room close by the hospital, we're walking distance away, a place that didn't have the buzzes and bells and lights and smells of a hospital, a place to rest your weary head and get a good night's sleep, again, close to the hospital, good meals, healthy food, to again, the most important thing that you need to be for your child is healthy. And if you are not taking care of yourself and you don't have the tools to take care of yourself, you can't be an advocate for your child. And it's proven that the parents are a key part of the healthcare team for children that are in need. So Ronald McDonald House affords us that opportunity to be close to our child when they miss most.
What a great point, that parents need to be healthy. And how hard is it when 100% of your focus feels like it's on your child to look and say, here's what we need or we can't?
The last thing you do is think about yourself. When our son was born, we really, the last thing we thought about when we went to the hospital was, are we going to be here for 10 weeks? We thought we might be in for a few days, some challenging days. It'll be a long couple days and we'll get home. We didn't think about food. We didn't think about where we were going to stay, what we were going to do. And again, the last thing you think about when you're focused on your child is yourself. But it's got to be the first thing. It's got to be right up there with things you think about. You've got to be healthy in order to be there for your child. And again, that's where the house and the family room really provide that opportunity for you to take care of yourself so that you can take better care of your child.
And in an emergency situation, we can try and cobble together what it would take to get a hotel, eat at restaurants, pay for parking. But like you say, you never set out thinking this is going to be weeks.
No, exactly. And that's the biggest challenge. And nobody knows, when you go into a hospital with a sick child, they don't say, okay, you're going to be here for 6 days, so plan for 6 days. You don't know how long you're going to be, right? So everything, you're winging it with everything you do. And again, it's you're scared, you're angry, you're frustrated, you don't know what to expect, you don't know what to do. It's all new, all young parents. And then, you know, we can even get into the cost side of it. If you look at it, if you've got a hotel, parking, food, restaurant meals, everything, you're probably $300-$400 a day is what you'd be spending, on top of the fact that you're not at work because you're there looking after your sick child, so you're not getting an income, and you've got the expenses. So add financial stress on top of all the other stresses that you deal with, you could break. And that's where the houses provide so much value to parents that need.
Mike Malik joining us, president, co-owner of Clintar Landscape Management, London and Kitchener locations. You mentioned kind of the support factor that Ronald McDonald House provides you a place to live, but getting to know people who are there, getting to know people going through something similar, what can that mean when you're going through what you were?
Well, it's interesting. I think you must have read my speech before. I just wrote it the other day. I think you must have seen it, because one of the things that we talk about is, when we were at the house, our friends and family were there to support us all the way. Okay, anytime we called them, they were there. But at the same time, they had no clue what we were going through. We joined an exclusive club of parents with sick children, and they get it. And to be able to go have a coffee with somebody who's dealing with maybe not the same type of illness, but dealing with the same type of feelings and stresses and emotions, to be able to sit with you know, parents going through the same thing. There's volunteers in the house that have been there for years, and they've dealt with this staff. Just anybody that's been involved with the house really gets it and understands. And it gives you a feeling of calm talking to people that you just don't get elsewhere.
And if you can't get that feeling of calm, how much can they snowball?
Fortunately, I don't know, because it didn't, because I got that feeling of calm. Again, in the house, you go there. I find little corners in the house just to go and relax and disappear for a while too, because you wanted to talk to people, but you also wanted to be alone. You needed to decompress. You needed to think, right? And that provided us with that opportunity. Yet we're only a couple hundred steps away from the hospital, so we're never far away from our child.
Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't design this any differently, any better than it is, could you?
No, there's always room for improvement. We're always trying to look to improve. How can we serve our families better? How can we serve more families that are going to need us in the future? But what we've got right now is a pretty special place for families.
You're somebody who certainly has given back in that way, in that, you know, your involvement. Can you talk about wanting to get involved after your experience at Ronald McDonald House?
Yeah, I can. Unfortunately, our story didn't end very well. My son Max passed away after 10 weeks in the neonatal intensive care unit. And it took some time to digest and really figure my head out after that. And my wife Melissa, we talked a lot. And you can kind of go in two different directions. Your relationship can go astray. You can become stronger. You can, at the same time, retreat. I looked at it as an opportunity to give back in our son's honor and his memory, and try and raise as much money as we can and do as much as we can for the families that we serve as a tribute to him. And that's how I keep him in my memory.
Mike, thanks for this.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
And it's Mike Malik. We had an opportunity to speak with him earlier today. So a family who didn't know that their stay at Ronald McDonald House was going to be 10 days. It ended 10 weeks later. And as we say, not every story has a happy ending. But that support that he talks about, that went beyond just having a place to stay. That went beyond just having a kitchen to make use of, to make food, or have food that is available for you if you need it. It went way beyond that. And that's something that he still holds dear because of his involvement with Ronald McDonald House. We're going to take a break. We are here at the For the Houses Golf Tournament in support of Ronald McDonald House in our third hour of the program. So between 5 and 6 o'clock, we're going to take you on a virtual tour. We're going to speak with people who were there in a way that the people were there for Mike and his wife in dealing with what they had to deal with. And we're going to take you through some of the spaces in the house, places that you've never been, inside the kitchen where it always seems to smell like cookies are baking, usually because cookies are baking. And we'll take you to some rooms that we can't even go to tell you about just the little things that make this such a special part of our community that serves such a large community. Because London Health Sciences Center, we always tend to think that, well, that's southwestern Ontario. That's what it serves, but it doesn't. It goes so far beyond that. South to Windsor, east to Waterloo, north to Thunder Bay. That's the area that it serves. And Ronald McDonald House helps families who are coming from any one of those parts of our province.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.